First of all, the president of Ethiopia is a ceremonial kind of institution and head of state, and she doesn't really do the politics, so she's presenting the views of the government. Is TPLF ready? I think September 11, 2022. The TPLF made it clear that they would want to conclude this war through a negotiated settlement. And the United Nations, the African Union, all praised the government of Tigray for accepting the AU as the mediator or facilitator or whatever role that they could play, but any political settlement should be shepherded by the AU. The Tigray government accepted that in that letter. They also accepted the addition of other intermediaries, asked for even experts to guide any negotiated settlement after the ceasefire. And they have actually met with the Ethiopian government three times through the mediation of the United States government. So if ready means to accept all conditions, the Tigray government is ready. The Ethiopian government, on the other hand, wrote a terse statement that they would accept the AU's negotiations a couple of days ago. But at the same time, they are mobilizing not only Ethiopian National Defense Forces and sending tanks through Afar to the Tigray region, but also sent about 30 divisions to Eritrea and attacking from the Eritrean side. There is no peace process right now that is promising to start.
The U.S. Horn of Africa Special Envoy, Mike Hammond, was supposed to have returned to the region last week. How would you describe U.S. role in the efforts to bring about peace in Ethiopia?
I mean, judging on the basis of what had happened in the last year or so, when the Ethiopian government and the Tigray regional government actually met three times, it's the U.S. envoy that actually played the critical role of making sure that they actually met. The last one in August that they met in Djibouti, Mike Hammer facilitated it. Now, if there is anyone that has the credibility, therefore, to bring them together, to have leverage on both of them to bring them together, it is the United States. The African Union does not seem to be impartial right now. From the letter that I just talked about that the chairman wrote, he doesn't seem to be impartial. The high representative of the AU, Mr. Obasanjo, the Tigray side had said they don't consider him impartial anymore. So the credibility and the leverage on both sides to bring them to the table is in the hands of the United States government and the EU. If the U.S. acts with presidential authority, with clear engagement, and then also brings the EU on board, they have not only the credibility, but also the leverage to force both sides to the negotiating table.
Professor, thank you so much. Again, as I said, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much.